extra week off mean in terms of your left shoulder and how it's feeling?
Body feels good. Body feels really good. Left shoulder's feeling great. I think the week's great just for recovery from what we've gone through so far and just to get away for a little bit to get ready for this last part of the season, to really get going, to continue to improve. It's huge. As anyone who goes through a bye week could tell you, as long as you approach it the right way, which the guys did, and Chip's great about it, us throughout the week. So came out here today. It felt good to get moving around again.
How did you approach the week off? What was kind of like your in terms of practice and football?
Basically, to get away and let the body recover, whether it be stretching a lot, getting into recovery pools, getting a lot of rest, because you really want to take advantage of that mentally and physically, because I'm thinking a lot out here. You're doing a lot preparation-wise, so really getting away from the game. So when you come back to it, you're ready to go. You're revitalized even more so, and that's how I feel.
What'd you do? Did you throw it all?
You do band work. I think band work just strengthens the arm, and it felt good to come out here today and throw. Feel the same. It hasn't been too long.
Nick, after the way Sproles' injury looked against the Giants, just how surprised and how nice to have him back out there.
It's great. It didn't look good. I was right there when it happened. It didn't look good, but he's a resilient guy, and he's taken some hits in his career, and it was great to have him back out there. He's recovering fast.
I know Kelsey wasn't able to do much out there, but just to see him, back.
Yeah, just to see him out there, see Mathis out there, just getting guys back is always great, getting them healthy. They've been approaching every single day since they've been injured with great work and recovery, and it's showing because they're getting out here fast.
On that play, it looked like you were kind of animated with the ref. I was just
upset at this situation. I thought the guy had Darren in a bad situation, and he kept playing past the whistle. Where I'm gonna do my best as my teammates have protected me. I'm gonna do my best to protect them. So I really was just looking out for Darren's best interest in that situation. You don't want to see any one of your teammates to get bent back as when the whistle's already been blown. So I was just trying to make sure he saw that.
You forget that you have the mic on you.
Yeah, you don't realize that when you're playing the game. You're just playing the game. You have a lot. Football's an emotional game, so there's a lot of emotions that go on. And then you realize after the game that there is a mic. So,
how much are you looking forward to getting back to Arizona and playing there?
It's exciting. To go back where I went to college. Great memories in Arizona, the state of Arizona. So it'll be fun. A lot of friends and family, but it's business. They're a very good team. They've been playing well. They played extremely well last year when we played them, and they're an even more talented team this year, so it's going to be a really tough battle. We really need to have a great week of preparation this week.
How much can you use last year's game to help you prepare for this week?
I mean, it's good to look at it just to see how different guys play different things, but it is a whole new year. Guys have had offseason. They've improved like we've improved, so they're going to have new things. They're going to have studied our film from when we played them all the way through our end of our last season all the way up to now, so they have more film on us. They have more film on me, so they're going to be ready to go.
One successful, really successful game on the ground will make defenses respect that element of your offense more? Do you think it will change them in terms of how many guys they'll have in the box?
I think they're going to play us how they play us. Defensive coordinators a lot of times have their defense in mind, and they don't change it a whole lot based on what you're doing. They might add another guy, but I don't think it took that game where you rush real well. We have extremely talented running backs. Our line's been doing a great job. Arizona's going to play us how they've been playing other teams. They're going to play aggressively. They're going to try to mix up the coverages. And they have a lot of talent. They have a great defensive line. They're not allowing many rush yards. And so we really have to execute well.
Chip's talked about sort of self-evaluation. How would you evaluate the way you've played this year?
I feel like I've improved. Definitely statistics-wise, I know everybody looks at that. It's not as good as it was, but I want to continue to improve every single day. I want to eliminate turnovers. That's a big thing I'm focusing on. You never want to turn over the ball. Our defense has really had my back when I have done that, and they've done a great job. And our offense has really stayed positive where, turnover, defense stops, then we have a 97-yard drive. That's huge. So that's one of the things I look at. But just every day, we're 5-1 right now. We have a lot of work to improve on as a team. We're not satisfied. You never be satisfied. So that's why we come out here every day to work.
Nick, you're getting sacked less than you were last year. Is it something that you're cognizant of, that you're trying to maybe avoid those more and maybe you're getting rid of the ball quicker, or what do you think the reason is behind it?
I just try to do a good job of feeling what's coming and recognizing if they're blitzing, or when you're a quarterback, you always have your eyes downfield, so you use your peripheral vision to sort of feel it. Tony Romo does a great job of it, as y'all have seen, where he can spin out stuff. So you try to feel where guys are and at the last second move and get out of there. And if a guy does have you, try to ditch the ball. You try to get rid of it so it's not a sack. That's one of those things I worked on the offseason to try to improve on, the filling the pocket, staying in the pocket, doing those things.
It seemed like you were more willing, though, to take them last year at the expense of not throwing the ball into a risky situation in terms of getting picked off. For instance, the Arizona game last year in the second half, I think you were sacked 3 or 4 times, and there were times where you just ate the ball and took a sack. I'm just trying to – is there different thinking in your mind in terms of that when it comes to just taking the sack?
I think that from then till now, I play a lot more football. So when you play more football, you get to see different looks. You get to have more reps, whether it's in practice, in the off season, or in games. So you can – you want to improve. You want to improve on different things. So one of the pocket presence is a big thing you can improve on by repping and watching film on. So that's one of the things that we really work on hard with Coach Musgrave, and we work on to improve.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.